Zohar Chok Yisrael, Pashas Bullock, Day 1, an excerpt from 195.8. So it's speaking how the king of Moab wanted to hire the sorcerer Bilam, Pashas Shom, to destroy the people with his mouth. So he says, V'ator, now, l'chor no or aliyah, some of them, please go for me, curse his people. This is what he wanted. And the Pasha tells of how Hashem thwarted his evil plan and saved us. Rabbi Abba Posach, Rabbi Abba opened the discourse. Filalani, a prayer for a poor person. Kiyatov, when he wraps himself. In Tehillim 102a. Plasinun lichsi b'hut fila. There are three that's written by them prayer. But one was explained, Milador, this issue. Chad hava Moshe. One was Moshe, v'chad hava David. One was David, v'chad ani. And one, the poor person. This Kalilu Bahu, who's included in them, is Chabrahu and attached to them. We refer to three spiritual levels, three stations, to which is channeled the connection to Hashem through prayer, through Tefillah. V'teim and Filesk, Hoksiv, isn't it written? Tefillah l'chabakuk ha-navi, a prayer for Chabakuk the prophet. So it says also starts off with the word Tefillah. So there's four types of Tefillah, it would seem. Hov Abra Ninun. Ella, but Chabakuk Lav begin tefillah. Chabakuk was not because of a specific channel of tefillah. That's a grand channel for everyone to draw from. It was his own specific tefillah. Rav Olgav Lichsi Beit Tefillah, and even though it's written in him tefillah, prayer. Tishpachta Vodo Ihu Lekutcher Bichu. In his prayer and thanks to Holy and Blessed Be He. Al Achile, and this did he enliven him. Because when he was a child, he was the son of the Shunamis that Elisha revived. Elisha had actually drawn, she wasn't able to have children, and miraculously gave her a bracha if she was able to have children. So he had this child, and then the child died. Elisha miraculously brought him back to life. So he thanked Hashem for all that he made Nisan Gvurin, this thing he had done with him, miracles and powerful acts. The Abreda Shunamis, however, behold, he was the son of the Shunamite. But there are three that are called prayer, which means they're prayer grand channels for everyone to draw from, and learn how to pray to Hashem, be connected with Hashem. So Zohar brings it. Tefillah l'Moshe ish Elokim. Tefillah Moshe, the divine person. Tefillah da, this prayer, leis kigine. There's nothing like it, another person. That's why it's Moshe ish Elokim, who's a divine person. And it's a privilege for us to be able to say this prayer, connect with this level that Moshe Rabbeinu had and no one else had. Then you have Tefillah of David, the prayer of David. Tefillah da, this prayer, Ihu Tefillah leis kigine, Malka Achra. It's a Tefillah, there's no one like it, none like it, and another king. Special about David HaMelech, that even though he was a king, a lavish wealth, a tremendous honor, an awesome power, nonetheless, he was very humble before Hashem. And he realized everything he had was from Hashem, and he asked Hashem for everything. But then you have Tfiloni, the prayer for the poor man. Tfilo ihi me'inun tlasa. The prayer from those three. So now the Zohar asks, Man chashivu mikulum. What is the most important of them all? Havi'ema. We will say Tfilo da'oni, the prayer of the poor man. Tfilo da kodim the Tfilo de Moshe. This prayer precedes the prayer of Moshe, which we said is called like a divine being. And there's nothing like it. No one could say it. And yet, a simple poor person was broken in his heart and explains and enunciates his discussion before Hashem. It's even higher. The Kodim Tefillah of David precedes the prayer of David. The Kodim Mechol Shar Tzlos and Damit precedes all the other prayers in the world. My time, what's the reason? Begin the Ani Ihu Tavir Liba, because the poor person is broken hearted. It's even it's written, Korov Hashem Nishpei Leiv, Hashem is close to those broken of heart. Now, if you might ask, that wasn't David in Tehillim, he's the one that said Tefillah Lani. So it means that even though there is Tefillah of David, that's speaking about a certain type of connection David HaMelech had to Hashem, for being king, despite he was king, he asked Hashem for everything. But he also merited to bring to the world Tefillah Lani, and the station of being an Ani, that is the highest prayer of all. And certainly, David HaMelech and Moshe Rabbeinu had all these three major tefillah channels inside of themselves. and they're drawn ultimately, Tefillah's Malchus, but ultimately Malchus connects through Tefillah to its ultimate high root in the Keser, and the three heads in the Keser, as a manifestation through these three types of Tefillah. And each person can also have within himself these three types of Tefillah. They should know that the highest time is when he prays with a broken heart before Hashem in simplicity, the real yearning, knowing that completely dependent upon Hashem, crying before Hashem with pure heart, because it says Hashem wants the heart. And a poor man always makes strife, argument with the Holy and Blessed Be, saying, Hashem, I need panas, I need sustenance just to serve you, and just be a faithful person. He might want to pay off stats, different things. And this all, he explains his discussion before Hashem, and it's precious to Hashem. The Holy and Blessed Be listens and hearkens to his words. Kivin the Tzali Tzulsi, once he prays his prayer, Potsach Kol Kavi Rikin, opens all the windows of the heavens. Kol Shat Slosin, the Kol Salkin Leila, and all the other prayers that descend above, Dachi Lon Hao Miskina Tavir Liba. That poor man, broken of heart, pushes them away. In other words, leaves them in the dust. The Ksiv is written, Tridlon Ani Chiatov, prayer of a poor man when he raps. He's Atefim boy, when he raps the Yatov, Mikey Yatov, what does it mean, Yatov? You over the Tufla Chol Slosinam, and he makes like a racking of all the prayers in the world, because I got him in his pocket, because he's above them. They don't enter until his prayer enters. He has precedence before everything else. Kutchabichu Omar, he's Atfun called Slosin, one blessed be he says, let all the prayers be cloaked, put on the side, and Slosa Dor Tailagaboy, this prayer will enter to me. I don't want over here. The court should judge between us. Let his arguments be before me. And me and who alone. And Holy and Blessed Be He is united alone in those complaints. How it's lost in that prayer. It's written, before Hashem, before us this discussion. Bifnei Hashem Vadai, certainly before Hashem. Kutcher Brichu is Yachad Vilchudoi Binun Tumam. The Holy Blessed Be He is united alone. Those complaints, arguments. How it's also that with that prayer. Because he was written, Bifnei Hashem Yishbok Sichom. Before Hashem, he pours his discussion. Bifnei Hashem Vadai, certainly before Hashem. Directly in private audience with the King of King of Kings. Kol Chele Yishmael Shalom Ilein Leilein. All the hosts of heaven, they ask each other, "Kutchabrichu b'may sasek? What is the Holy One Blessed Be being busy? B'may shtadl? What is he striving? What is God doing?" Amen. They say, "Isyachta b'tiyufta b'monin delay." He is united in desire with his vessels, being like his private special kelim. Kulo yoda yamadi asa ovid behaut sosaveska. They all don't know what happens. It is made from that prayer of the poor man. We call in into Amin Lay from all of those complaints. Lays to Yufta the Maskina, Elkat Shavich, the Moi, but to Ramu, Gami Malka Katisha. There's no desire to no satisfaction or relief to the poor person, except when he pours his tears, an argument complaint before the Holy King. Lays to Yufta the Kutchabrichud, no satisfaction, Holy Blessed Be He, Kad Makabalon, when he accepts them, and wish to come in the port before him. This is the prayer. The Avedi Tufa called Slos Nama. Makes a wrapping to all prayers in the world, like puts it in the pocket, and has precedence before them. Moshe Tzali Slosay. Moshe prayed his prayer. Misakiv Kama Yomin Bahai Tfila. And he was held many days in that prayer. David Chomak Tuchol Kavin Tuchol Tari Shmaya. David saw that all the windows and all the gates of heaven, Kulu Zmin and Laftochol Maskana, they're all set to be open for the poor person. There's not in all the prayers of the world that Holy Blessed Be He listens to immediately. It's lo set to maskin, like the poor prayer of a poor person. Even the Chamahai, once he sees this, Avad Gamre Anya Maskina, he made himself poor and destitute. David Melech, even though he's king, lavish wealth, power, and honor. Nonetheless, he made himself poor and destitute from surrounding and internal lights. Poshet levusha de malchusa. he divested, took off the royal garment. V'yosef v'arak amaskan, he sat on the ground like a poor person. Amar tefila, he said prayer. D'chsiv, it's written tefila to David, a prayer for David. Hatei Hashem oznecho. And Hashem, your ears here. Aneini, answer me. V'teiman, if you'll say, am I, why? Begin ki ani v'avyon ani. Because I am poor and destitute. Amalei kutcha b'richu, Dovim v'asbi, said to him, David, love Malkand. David, aren't you a king? V'shlita malchut tekifin, you reign over powerful kings. Not Ovid Gamach Oni Vevion, you make yourself poor and destitute. Yad immediately Harag Slose Begavna Achro. He turned his prayer to a different vein, Veshavak Mila de Evion Vandani, and he left over the issue of poor and destitute. Omani said, Shemanafshik Chasid Oni, God my soul, because I am pious. Bim Kolo spiral this, Kula have a baby David. David had all. Have all different types of prayer, and they're all necessary. But we should know what is the highest. Amalei Rav Elazar Shafkat. So Rav Elazar said to him, Rav Abba, who had said this whole awesome teaching, he said, well,